Cornerstone Podcast.
Coach Stone Podcast number 49. I want to thank everyone for listening to the Coach Stone Podcast. I want to thank JC Hawks Radio, JC Hawks Sports Network, and BJ for letting me do this show. Remember, if you ever miss an episode of any of my podcasts, you can listen to them on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and Google Play under JC Hawks Radio. Also, remember, go to my website for more information about my podcasts, blogs, books, free CSF Coaching Magazine, and new for this 2021, the CSF Coaching Framework that will come out shortly. Football tips and free PE games, go to www.coachstonefootball.com. Remember, if you haven't seen my book, Back to the Basics Football Drill Manuals, I highly recommend them. It is on Amazon.com, hardcover and Kindle, and there are 18 football books out, 6 tackle books, 1 flag book, 1 tackle bar book, a football clinic notebook, a mom's edition, a junior edition, 4 DIYs, a strength and conditioning book, over 3,000 pages of football drills and content. So without further ado, my next guest is one that he doesn't know this, but I know the guy that I had in 2018 knows this. They are in every single one of my books for sponsor page at the end for football resources. Right now, I have on the phone Greg Serpak, President and COO of Second Skull. Greg, are you on?
I am. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you having me.
No, hey, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. I love it when I can get you guys back. And Kevin was a blast, and I know he had a blast. And he says, hey, you know what? When we do the next one, we got to get Greg on there. And I was like, let's do it. So before we start, Greg, I want to tell everybody we have a breakdown of the show. We have a pregame, a kickoff, a first drive question. Then we'll go into halftime, and I'm going to do some fitting of the skull caps and everything that you have, the headbands. We'll come back with a kickoff return question, a second drive question, a two-minute warning, and then the game will be over unless we have overtime. So are you ready to go?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I did not know that, so I appreciate you sharing that. I know we've been friends, and you've been really good to us for so long, so I can't thank you enough for your support. I think getting to know you a little bit, we share very few things in common that are so evident to me every time we chat, and one is helping to keep a lot of kids safe while they're doing the things that they love, particularly the sports that they love. So, again, thanks for making time for me.
No, thank you. Okay. So here we go. The pregame question. Tell us about yourself and then tell us everything social media about. If you want to tell yourself, great. If not, just Second Skull. The floor is yours, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I'm Greg Serpak, President, COO of Second Skull. I'm a coach. I work with a travel baseball program near my hometown. We run up to a 14U. Great bunch of kids, feeder system for a local high school. I've been involved with athletics my whole life. So playing football through high school, baseball through college. I've spent nearly 20 years working in the sporting goods and licensed businesses. So collaborating with many professional athletes and teams and nearly every professional sports league in some capacity, whether it's through some consumer products or marketing or grassroots efforts. Since early 2019, I've been leading the Second Skull business in what has turned out to be just the absolute most rewarding position I've ever held. And if folks listening want to learn a little bit more about us at Second Skull, all of our social media handles are 2ND Skull, the number 2ND Skull, with the exception of Instagram, which where you can interact with us. It's 2ND_Skull. And, of course, we're always open at www.secondskull.com. And no one wants to hear from me. We're pretty boring folks here, the Serpaks. But what we've got brewing at Second Skull is actually quite exciting. So I'd appreciate if anyone wants to learn more, they can find us there.
Yes, and here's the thing, too, and I don't mean to toot your guys' horn or anything or whatever, but here's the thing I would say. When I met Kevin, and I'm going to drop his name a ton. I apologize, Greg, because I talked to him a lot and everything. And I remember one time I got COVID really bad during Thanksgiving, and he actually like contacted me. He's like, "Hey, how's it going?" Blah blah blah. And he didn't realize I had it. And he's like, "Oh, I hope you're feeling better," and this and that. And I go, "Oh, I appreciate it." But the thing I love about your guys' product is this: once I got it one for my one daughter, my whole family now are a Second Skull group. So, like, if you have a child or you play in sports, definitely go to their website or check them out on Twitter, you know, and look at it, okay? If you're looking on the website, remember, it's www.2ndskull.com, and I'm just saying you, look at it. There's a great video. I always do it. What's that one? It's from the Science Channel, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we do have one.
That is phenomenal. After I saw that, I was like, I'm sold. You know, now I didn't try that with my kids, right? Because I know they'd use the dummy. But like I told you, Greg, my daughter, she sees them come up. Like, you know, she sees the package come from Second Skull. She's like, "Dad, are we testing these?" And I'm like, "No, we're not testing them." She's like, "Oh, I could jump on the bed and not get hurt." I'm like, "Baby, that's not what these are made for. These are made for to protect athletes." Well, she's like, "I'm an athlete. I played soccer." I go, "Yes, I know you played soccer before COVID, but right now we're not. This is for the kids, blah, blah, blah." And she's like, "Okay, Dad." So I apologize for making you laugh or whatever, but I loved your product, and it's been awesome. So let's do this. Let's go to commercial break, and then I have some great questions to ask you. And hopefully when the people are listening, while they're on commercial break, they can go to the website and keep listening to it, and then we'll get back into this show, okay?
Perfect.
Coach Stone Podcast number 49, Greg Surpak, COO of Second Skull. We'll be right back. Do you preach about ball security? Is getting better each day something you strive to do? Do you want to work to eliminate fumbles? The high and tight teaching football is a revolutionary design football that encompasses virtually every method known to eliminate fumbling, thus maximizing your opportunity to be victorious. The high and tight teaching and training football is state-of-the-art patent football that gives athletes and those around instant audible feedback when you are holding the football correctly, high and tight, thus closing the gap between the wrist and the body and the elbow and the body. Whether you're a player, utilize the wing tee carrying with two hands over the ball, or a pro style against their body, high and tight provides an audible alert when proper hold is executed correctly. Start to create habits that win games with teaching your players how to carry the ball high and tight. Order yours today at highandtight.com. Use promo code Coach Stone to save. Back from commercial break, Coach Stone Podcast number 49, Greg Surpak, President and COO of Second Skull. Okay, Coach, here we go. And I apologize, Greg, but I'm going to call you Coach if that's okay. Kickoff question. Two-part kickoff question. Here we go. In 2018, June 2nd around, Kevin came on. Boom, we talked about Second Skull. I've been promoting you guys ever since, right? Tell me, if I'm just starting out with you guys or if I want to know more, what has happened 3 years? What's new at Second Skull, and has any new patents occurred? Okay, that's the first question. So answer that, and then I'll ask you the second part question, okay? The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, perfect. And we've been plenty busy, Coach, since we've earned a product development grant, developmental grant from the National Football League. We used their advice and counsel to launch a new protective skull cap. This is available today on our website. It's called the Second Skull Pro Cap. Ultra thin, lightweight, and breathable skull cap. One of the tasks that we were assigned from the National Football League was to build a better cap. And by their definition, what made a better cap was a cap that could dissipate even more heat. So I'm proud to share that we did just that. Our new Pro Cap has earned the same heat transfer rating. This is actually a thing that's measured in garments that you can understand how much heat is retained versus how much heat is dissipated. Mm-hmm. And our Pro Cap has earned the same heat transfer rating as caps that offer no protection at all. And so these can be worn under any helmet, football helmets, ice hockey, lacrosse, et cetera, whatever your passion is. We have a product there for the helmeted group. And then also one other thing we're also pretty proud of here, and a special preview for your listeners, is we'll be launching a new impact-reducing headband in the spring of 2021. It'll be called the Second Skull Pro Band, and it's for use in non-helmeted sports and activities. And this has been tested, and it mitigates up to 60% of the impact force sustained. It's a halo, much like our first product, except this has five unique panels and is engineered for different types of impacts that happen, particularly to soccer players. And that's how we're going to position that. We've been working with professionals in a Spanish professional league that have helped us design this, and we're really, really proud of it.
That's awesome. And, you know, this is one thing, too. If you guys haven't gone to the website, please go to it. Because the one thing I love about your product is you show the test result. So, like, if you go to your website, there's, like, a section on top, I believe, that's, like, testing or whatever. And it, like, has everything, like, with the headband on, with the bat, with the baseball. You know, I think bicycling was on there when I saw last time. Snowboarding, football is definitely in there, I remember. And even lacrosse. So I thought that was pretty cool that you guys do all that testing and everything just to test out the product. And here's the other thing, too, that listeners have to understand. The NFL just doesn't, like, invest in people. They invest in products and people that they believe in. And I think that's just a plethora of, like, great news hearing that. So that is awesome, Coach. Congratulations with that stuff.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, we do post the test results there. And you know, it's important for people to understand what products do, what products don't do. And, you know, the important notes here is every single helmet that we've ever tested our product with, we've been able to further reduce impact. And so it doesn't matter what type of helmet you wear or your team wears. You know, we've got a 2-millimeter product that's pretty darn thin that can fit underneath any helmet and improve the reduction factor of impact force.
That's so cool. Okay, so here's the second part question that I have for you. What are you and the company dreaming about down the road with Second Skull?
That's a great question. We never stop dreaming. You mentioned Kevin. We've got a whole group of people just like him, and we get, these are great people, and really people that are focused on what's next. And I'll tell you, with sports being up in the air in 2020, how they were, we strengthened our relationship with the U.S. military. We have a distributorship to sell, and I'm proud to tell you that we've improved every military helmet we've ever been tested with as well. We have the opportunity to protect beyond athletics, so we've expanded our footprint of our business there. We've widened the fences around our patents, and this is something you know by visiting our website. We're now up to 7 granted patents and an additional 7 pending patents that govern the U.S. and Europe. They do a lot of this is what makes us different, and not only is the, is the construction of how we put together our products a patented solution, but we have utility patents that allow us to use super lightweight impact mitigating materials, and that's where we're focused on. And in terms of what we're dreaming about and what's next, I'll tell you, for me, I joined Second Skull, like I said earlier, in 2019, and this is why. This part of that patent portfolio that I spoke about is made up of sensor components. So this is impact monitoring and others. So I think this is the path to replacing a subjective process today with an objective and data-driven process tomorrow for recognizing and understanding athletic head injuries. And it doesn't have to stop there for us. Our patents are not limited to impact. We have begun to prototype within our headbands and our skull caps a sensor that can measure core body temperature. And so what does that mean to me? That means we have a legitimate opportunity here to eliminate heat-related emergencies and heat-related deaths in athletics. So we can monitor core body temperature as it's rising. And as you know, I mean, just the difference you can have in moving an athlete to shade and rehydrating them, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to get into an immediate rapid cooling. You just have to allow the body to again resume perspiring and that sort of thing. So with the sideline medical personnel that we have, if we can help them to have this type of data, I think there's a real opportunity here with the real-time monitoring of players' health. And who knows where this might lead. I think glucose levels for monitoring athletes that suffer from diabetes, perspiration analysis for optimal rehydration of athletes. Now we're talking about some things I think that are pretty good and make their way back to coaches to help field a team of athletes that are just, you know, performing at their best, not only protected, but able to perform at their best.
That's awesome. That is phenomenal. So let's do this. This is getting interesting because I can't wait for the next question. Let's do this. Let's go to commercial break, and then we're going to go to a first drive question. I can't wait to hear this one because I found out, and I was a little upset that you didn't call me, but we didn't talk about that. But I was really happy when Kevin told me about the whole thing. So let's do this, okay? Coach Stone Podcast number 49, Greg Surpak, President and COO of Second Skull. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Safe contact, sound fundamentals. Tackleball football is a safer approach that preserves the tradition and fundamentals of the football game. What is tackleball football? Tackleball football is a safer approach to the game that preserves the tradition and spirit of the sport. Players wear traditional football equipment plus a tackleball harness that holds two foam bars across the lower back. The defender must attract and engage with a proper form tackling technique while wrapping the ball carrier and ripping a bar from the harness. With this approach, players stay on their feet rather than taking the ball carrier to the ground. Tackle bar.
Commercial break, Coach Stone Podcast number 49, Greg Surpak, President and COO of Second Skull. Okay, Coach, here we go. First drive question. Kevin, if you're listening to this, I'm hurt because you didn't tell me sooner until it happened. So I heard you guys signed with Major League Baseball. Like, I think it was summer, fall, somewhere around there. I mean, don't hold me to it. I mean, I forgot when it happened when I saw the press release. But tell us more what happened with that. The floor is yours, sir. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for giving us, and you're right. We should have given you a call. We're
delighted.
I was just
kidding.
No, I got you. This was in September, so even your timeline is on. And in September, we struck a partnership with the Major League Baseball Players Association. And this is just such a unique opportunity for us to engage specifically with baseball fans, baseball players, and you know, as you know, there's just and this extends into the softball space as well. But there's just the game has changed, and playing this game for as long as I could stay competitive, and then still being around it, I see it today with the program that I help out with here, and there are 9 and 10 year olds that I see them in the on deck circle. And they are armored up. I mean, they've got more protective equipment than you could imagine. And at first I would see them and I would think, okay, they're doing that because they see that on TV. And you see a lot of pitchers that are pretty darn good at 10, 11 years old too. And I do understand certainly sympathetic with the parents that are doing all they can to allow their kids to enjoy this phenomenal game, but be safe doing it. So you see kids just armoring up while they're stepping up to the plate, and catchers have been doing this for years. I mean, you would never think about, putting your chin 18 inches away from a foul tip at 100 mile an hour. And so we use this partnership, this what I would describe in our press release was a first of its kind partnership, because this isn't a sponsorship. We're not just paying for the rights through uses and logos and that sort of thing. This is a little deeper than that, a little broader than that. So what we're trying to do, and I would tell you this, the catchers, everyone will very quickly come to the conclusion it makes sense that having added protection that could help with a foul tip or a collision at the plate makes sense. And the same thing if you're standing in the batter's box away from a pitcher who's given it all he's got or all she's got at throwing the ball at you, that it makes sense that you want to be as protected as you can. But we're also working on something special here for pitchers and even third basemen that don't yet have developed. But I think that it won't stop with what we have. In fact, I know it won't stop with what we have. So we use testimonials and feedback and developmental, hey, I like this fit kind of feedback, or I don't like the way this thing lays. Can you have, and that's the type of feedback we want from people who are able to participate in the game of baseball at the highest level so that we can build the best product. Because at the end of the day, if it's something that's a distraction or uncomfortable or takes you out of your rhythm, then you're certainly going to be less likely to wear it or want to wear it. We're looking for it to be seamless. And in our wear testing, we hand them out to kids. They run around for an inning or two, and I'm usually chasing them down in the parking lot, having to remind them to, hey, you know, hey, give that back to me. We just wanted to get your feedback on it, but they forget they're wearing it, not taking it off that's in the dugout, funny. That sort of thing. So super excited about our partnership here with Major League Baseball players, and certainly it does. We'll be enhancing our packaging and some of our marketing materials so that we can translate here to the baseball and softball enthusiasts as well.
That's awesome. I mean, that's awesome. It'd be cool too if the U.S. Olympic teams, they wear them too, you know, to softball and everything like that. That'd be phenomenal.
Absolutely.
So let's do this. Let's go to halftime. Let me try on some of these new ones because I can't wait. And then we'll come back, and I got a kickoff return question because I'm going to try to get it out of you just in case Kevin doesn't tell me this time, because I have a gut feeling there's something brewing still, okay? So let's do this. Coach Stone Podcast number 49, Greg Surpak, President and COO of Second Skull. We'll be right back after this halftime show. What legacy will you leave as a coach? The three-dimensional coaching framework empowers coaches at every level to fulfill their transformational purpose by helping them become fundamentally sound, skilled at coaching the mind, and focused on developing the heart. Are you needing to take courses to meet professional development or recertification requirements? If so, check out the different online 3D coaching course offerings at 3dinstitute.com. You can even take the 3D coaching course for 3 graduate credits. Make sure you use the coupon UNITEALL to save 10% on your entire cart. That's UNITEALL, no spaces, all one word, at 3dinstitute.com.
The Big Four, a physical education book written by Coach Anthony Stone, can be purchased through the following locations: Amazon, iTunes, BarnesandNoble.com, and Kobo.
Go Army Edge Football is a free game-changing app that allows coaches to draw their plays with X's and O's like on a whiteboard and then get the mental reps from the first-person perspective of any position on the field with real-time 3D graphics or virtual reality. Go Army Edge Football comes preloaded with many example plays and drills for concepts such as formation recognition and RPO reads. Any coach in any system can benefit from demonstrating in Go Army Edge Football, and every player can become a better football player with extra reps in the app. Go visit them on their Twitter or Facebook, insert at Go Army Edge.
Brunch, $30.
Hey, that's okay, Wendy. That was a good carry. You're still the man. You're the man.
Latte, $4.
Ooh, shake it off, Johnny. Rub some dirt on it.
New piano, $3,000.
All right, guys. They're not saying boo. They're saying movers.
Supporting your team. Priceless.
Sorry, Bobby. You still got the best arm in the neighborhood.
There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
This is BCAP, right?
In business for 30 years, Collegiate Sports Data is the most reliable source of high school football prospect information. We are a free service for high schools and athletes. Our focus is getting the right players in front of the right colleges. www.collegiatesportsdata.com.
Back from halftime, I'm telling you, these ones are pretty awesome. I know my son was wearing the pro cap for his flag football team, and he did say it was way breathable. He did say this, though: Dad, when it's cold outside, I want the other one back. And I said, that's fine. And I know, Greg, you told me the story about one of the guys in Lambeau Field. They'd rather have the one with no holes in it than the one with the holes in it, especially when it's cold up there. So here we go. Kickoff return question for you. What's next? Is there another league besides Major League Baseball in the mix for you guys? The floor is yours. Kevin, I'm getting this out of him. I don't care what you say. Go ahead, Greg. What do you got for me?
Well, you're right about the difference there in temperature between the pro cap and our skull cap. And, it's a fact and well documented that when the temperatures go down, that the incidence of head injury goes up. And the idea of retaining some heat there is important. So your son has really good senses. And I'm really trying to dodge your question about what's next with what league are we working with. But we are, and you've been such a good friend of us. I'll give you a little peek under the hood here, and that we've been testing our
no
pro
one's
band.
Listening to this. No one's listening to this podcast. You're fine. No one's listening.
No, I think it's great news, actually. But we've been partnering now for several months in the soccer world in to develop the Pro Band, which is what we talked about earlier, the five-panel design headband. We've found basically a 3D printed material that's less than two-thirds of a millimeter thick. We use that in the front panel. It simulates a header of a soccer ball. Because when we first came out with our headband, a lot of soccer players said, you know, and again, this is for some of the older kids who are in leagues and of the age where they can head the ball or in highly competitive leagues, they want to be able to control that ball. They want it to feel natural. And, you know, so we studied what that looked like and found some professionals in Europe to help us with the testing and iterating and retesting and iterating of the product. We did something similar with the side panels of the head, which is where most of the contact, the head-to-head contact in the sport of soccer comes, is on the side. And then the rear is engineered for if you were to fall and strike the ground, which is where most impacts to the rear of the head are involved in the sport of soccer, is head-to-ground, head versus ground. So we have been working diligently with a major soccer federation in Europe that we are dotting the I's and crossing the T's on a relationship now, which should be a big help. And just kind of coincidentally at the same time, we've been working really hard with some of the state U.S. Youth Soccer Federations here to help protect their kids. And, you know, that's all we are about, is helping to keep those kids protected, playing the game as long as they can, having as much fun as they can, and then protecting them for when they're no longer playing the game. There's so much that's not known about head injuries, but the one thing that we do know is that if you can reduce the impact, that over time you're less likely to suffer from some of the things that happen in post-playing career that we're all so fearful of. So we envision ourselves, Coach, as being a part of that solution, not the end-all, be-all. Certainly good coaching good practice techniques, that sort of thing, have to play in there and are equally as important. So this is by no means a one-size-fits-all, just buy this headband and take a deep breath and not worry about fundamentals and technique. That's not the case here. It's quite the opposite. But we just view ourselves as a part of the protective head solution.
That is awesome. I mean, that is phenomenal. Thank you very much. I mean, with me, you know, it's funny, we have five kids, one boy and four girls, and they all play soccer. And even though the one that's about to turn four on February 8th, she's about to turn four, she's already kicking the soccer ball around the house. And we had to take the soccer ball away from her because she's kicking it too high now. And I don't want to replace a TV. So, Chloe, I'm going to tell you this again. Remember, just because the second skulls are around, you don't come into my office, take the second skull out, and be like, "Okay, Sage, let's play real soccer," you know, because you know they're playing like they try to make a little gold and they're trying to kick it in the house, like in the living room. I call it a front room. My wife calls it a living room, and like they're kicking it, and then all of a sudden, like Chloe's like running into the couch and everything. She's like, "Dad, it's okay. You know, I'm wearing my skull cap." I'm like, "Baby, you're not getting the point. I love you to death." And then my wife, like, she acts like you, and I said, "Babe, I'm sorry. You know, it's apologetic. I'm sorry." So
I love it. If you're playing, Coach, that's okay with me, regardless of what your passion is, Coach. But let them keep playing.
Exactly. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go commercial break. We're going to go with a second drive question that I saw on social media, and I was super ecstatic to find out about it. So let's do this. Ready? Coach Stone Podcast number 49. Greg Serpak, President and COO of Second Skull, We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Watch game film, the simple and affordable way to watch, exchange, and manage game film. Watch Game Film has been around for 10 years and works with all sports and all levels of play. Subscriptions start at $100 per team and include unlimited film. www.watchgamefilm.com.
Coach Stone Podcast number 49, Greg Surpak, President and COO of Second Skull. Okay, Coach, second drive question. What other sport company did you start collaborating with just recently? I'm not going to say the name. I'm going to let you do all that. I'm not going to steal your thunder. The floor is yours, sir. Go ahead. And tell us all about it. Like, that's two. So the floor is yours.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to announce we've partnered with the great products and the great people at Guardian Caps. And many folks have known they're also a past NFL Grant Award winner. They make a tremendous cap. Goes over top of the outside of the football helmet. Not only does it help to protect the helmet, but certainly they have some really solid testing results here too. I think their impact reduction is up to 33% of impact. It helps a lot in practice for those guys to help avoid some friendly fire accidents and collisions. There's the National Football League Players Association has allowed the Guardian caps to be worn on field in practice by offensive and defensive linemen, and those types of relationships and those types of successes don't happen unless you have a really, really good product. So we're happy to partner with their sales and distribution team. They've been wonderful to work with so far. They're good people doing really good things, and are just focused much like Second Skull at protecting the athlete. So we think together we make a really good 7-day solution that can be worn in practice and games when you combine the Guardian caps with the Second Skull caps.
That is super awesome. Now, this might be off topic, and I apologize. I've never done this before with a second drive question or a first drive or whatever. So one thing I noticed last year with your product, right, and we're just talking about your product now, your Second Skull, there was a Chiefs player, a defensive tackle, Derek Nottie, I believe his name is. He got a picture. Like, I remember seeing a picture with him, like, doing snow angels in the Super Bowl last year. And you know what I noticed? He was wearing a Second Skull. Is that correct?
Yeah, we can't spot anything past you, Coach. Which I got to tell you, I appreciate you taking note. This will be the second year in a row with Second Skull being worn in the big game here, the Super Bowl. Derek Nottie is a tremendous guy, and although I must admit I'm a Steelers fan, if I can't have the Steelers playing in February, I'm pulling for Derek. He's just a phenomenal young man, and the Snow Angel pictures last year, my heart skipped a beat when he was on the podium wearing our product and wore it from the time he got out of the locker room and until the time he got back into the locker room and just put a phenomenal couple social media posts of support out for us. And same thing here this year. He's not a sponsored athlete where we're sending him checks to do this sort of thing. He's just a guy who's really concerned with head health. And I'll tell you, for a young player,
awesome.
He has his head on screwed on the right way. He's thinking ahead about his post-playing years and just wants to be as safe. And you know, if you read some of his posts, you'll notice, I mean, he talks about being able to play with confidence. He wakes, and I think his last one said, you know, woke up a champion today. And to be on that picture posted with him was certainly one of our more proud moments. And thanks for bringing that up, Coach. And we'll be pulling for the Chiefs again for that very reason here, at least for Derek to have a big game. Go 91.
And here's the thing. I know this is going to be out after the Super Bowl, but if they do win, that means there will be a 2-time Second Skull wearer for that's like, you know, because you said last year was the first time and then this year is the second time. They might go again then. I mean, every player might be wearing a Second Skull then. So that's – I apologize. You know, I didn't mean to, like – throw this at you. I know you had no idea. That's why you're like, you're caught off guard. You're laughing right now. I can see it right now. You're going to call Kevin and be like, yeah, the Stone guy, he doesn't stay on script. So blah, blah, blah. But okay.
No,
you know,
great.
Okay,
it's
so
great.
Let's do this commercial break and we'll come back with a 2-minute words of wisdom. Okay. So here we go. Coach Stone podcast number 49, Greg Serpak, president and COO of Second Skull. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The safety of your players is more important than ever. As the game changes to protect the players, TechoTube USA is a leading way with the original innovative product design, not only to practice safer, but promote and teach the best tackling technique. Invented in 2009 by professional rugby player and coach Glenn Remnant, TackleTube allows the players to simulate real game situations, track and tackle a moving target, promote great body position, and improve technique and timing. Coaches in the U.S. and all over the globe are using TackleTube to promote a safer and more effective way to tackle. Unlike other bags that have a limited use, there are many ways to use a TackleTube in your practice, both in season and out of the season. Drills for every position, TackleTube never needs to leave the practice field. Check us out at TackleTubeUSA.com or on our YouTube channel and all social media. Look for TackleTubeUSA. Coach Stone podcast number 49, back from commercial break. Greg Serpak, president and COO of Second Skull. Coach, here we go. Last thing. 2 minute words of wisdom. The floor is yours, sir. Go.
Well, I appreciate the time with you here today, Coach. And I would just like to leave everybody with this. You know, no matter what your sport or passion is, I mean, athletes and coaches seek every possible advantage, and parents, and the medical staff, as well as athletes and coaches, actually know how important it is to stay on the field and competing. And so, time away from the field is time lost, and to give yourself every possible advantage you can. Please consider Second Skull's line of protective headgear to help keep you at the top of your game, and as well as the other great protective products that are out there. We want as many, especially the youngsters, the longer you can stay off of the couch doing those sports that you love. Guys, I'm telling you, and gals, these memories, I miss them every day. Being able to go out and just compete and learn and grow and, you know, respect your coaches, respect the games that you play the right way, but please play as safe as you can and have as much fun as you can. So thanks, Coach, for giving me 2 minutes there. Hopefully that was a little under the 2 minutes, but I think that's the wisdom I would share for being around athletics for the last 40 years or so, is that you want to do everything that you can in the most safe way, the most practical way, the most fun way, and hopefully Second Skull can be a part of that.
Well, that's awesome. Well, do me a favor, because you're like a minute and like 10, 15 seconds. Tell us for one last time, and then I'll wrap this show up, the social media for everything for you guys got. You know, and if you guys got you guys got YouTube too, I'm possibly thinking. I know I put it on my YouTube channel, your Second Skull commercial, but please tell us all your social media.
Yeah, we do. I'll start with, and thank you. We'll start with our website again, www.secondskull.com. That's 2ndskull.com. And then we have a Facebook and Twitter handles that are 2ndskull. And then our Instagram is where you can interact with us at 2nd_skull. And you can find us on YouTube. Check it out. There's some pretty cool testing videos on there, as well as some things that Coach Stone had alluded to earlier that were done on the Science Channel. And there's a number of resources on there. You can familiarize yourself with our line of protection.
Awesome. Yeah, and they are in the Coach Stone Football Magazine. I'm sorry, the Coach Stone Coaching Magazine. They'll be in the special edition one we have that no one knows about yet, but you listeners are listening to it tonight. And remember, if you go to Second Skull, you use my promo code Coach Stone and save some money off your Second Skull purchase. And I want to thank Kevin Lynch, Vice President, VP, for letting me do this, and Greg for letting me continue with all that stuff. So, Coach, here we go. The game is over. I want to thank you very much, Greg, for coming on, and I'm going to wrap things up. Does that sound like a plan?
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Perfect. Here we go. Coach Stone podcast number 49, Greg Serpak, president and COO of Second Skull. I want to thank him. I want to thank JC Hawks Radio, JC Hawks Sports Network, BJ, for letting me do this show. If you ever miss any of my podcasts, you can listen to them on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and Google Play, or Spotify, they call it, right, under JC Hawks Radio. Also, remember, go to my website for more information about podcasts, blogs, books, free magazine, the Coach Stone Football Coaching Magazine, and new for 2021, the CSF Coaching Framework, football tips, and free PE games. Go to CoachStoneFootball.com. Remember, if you have not seen my Back to the Basics Football Drill Manual series, I highly recommend them. They are on Amazon.com, hardcover and Kindle. There are currently 18 out football books, 6 tackle books, 1 flag book, 1 tackle bar book, a football clinic notebook, a mom's edition book, junior edition, also 4 DIYs, over 3,000 pages of drills and content. Again, I'll leave everyone with this. Always remember instilling confidence by laying a foundation. Thank you and have a great day.
Coach Stone Podcast.